Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone. This is the Sound of Fapton show for March 30th, 2014, with Richard, Talk to Me Guy Olson, and Sherry Edwards. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. We're happy to have all of these great people with us. I love the chat that they do, and they're so supportive of each other. Do you have chat over on Blog Talk?
I do. It's not quite as active as the chat at WebEx. The chat at WebEx, it's so, I do some other shows and I watch some other shows where chat really is just, you know, it's such an active community. It's so fun to be, you know, in that community. And when we do the Revolution Radio Show on Wednesday nights, it's the same thing. It's like, you know, chat is, boy, it's a whole world in there. It's fun.
You can meet all kinds of new people. But what Richard and I just told you, but not quite, is that we are simultaneously broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio, and there we are a featured show and have been for about a year because so many people listen to the show and you guys pass it on when there's a good show to other people. We're getting somewhere between 900 and 1,000 people listening to this when you consider live and archived. So I'm really happy about that, that people are taking us seriously. So we want to welcome all of you from the studios of Sound Health and the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology. We're a registered 501c3 nonprofit. We're the largest alternative research center in Ohio. We've been recognized by the state as good people. What we do here at the center is stick a microphone in front of your voice and look at those frequencies to see what your voice might say as a holographic representation of your body when we teach classes. Today we're sponsored by the new program that we're just doing, and for those of you who want to look at that, go to our site, soundhealthoptions.com, go to class, two-day technician class. And this really is a full class with software. And you can pay us the $1,200 if you'd like to attend this class, but we also just do it on donation for people who don't have the money to get started. And this will completely get you started in putting a bioacoustic center in your community. But this month, it's going to be about fibromyalgia and detoxifying the body. And those of you who have been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, then we're allowing you to enroll in the class, including the software, for free. And you can't get better than that. Our hope is that you will turn around and help others in your community that have fibromyalgia. Okay, Richard, as you know by now, and some of our guests that we have with us today know by now, our scheduled guest, Dr. James Oshman, could not be with us, and he runs a school and writes books about energy medicine, the scientific basis, and we use some of his material in our class, but we just decided to turn around and talk about our own energy medicine and what we do here. I should let you know we're working on a new ultimate diet program, and it's called Reconfigure. Isn't that a neat name for the ultimate?
I love that.
We've done it on brain dominance and neurotransmitters. We've done it on stomach and digestion and insulin resistance. Now we've added liver and thyroid and pituitary. So we think that Reconfigure, because we're bringing all of those pieces together into one program. So we should have that by May as we're working on it. And we will be bringing it to people on the radio show and on our happy hour. So Dr. Oshman sends his regrets, but we have an incredible show anyway. I announced that. Okay. We want to share a couple of things with you, just as part of our announcement. Things that are happening and we've not got credit for. Okay, I got a question here. But fibromyalgia today is April 10th and 11th. So if you hear Richard and I take off into the wild blue yonder and answer something that nobody physically asked, we're responding to something in the chat. And remember that if you want to go over to Blog Talk, if you're having any trouble hearing, it's 347-850-1407. And if you want to ask a question, you can just raise your hand and Richard will call on you. So, Richard, I want to thank you for doing Revolution Radio last week and just taking over. We've got great responses back. Can you tell us a little bit about the show and where people can hear it if they missed it?
Sure. That was it. Yeah, it was a very fun show. There were two guests. One was Caroline Casey, who by training, I always hate to put her as a label because then people think, oh, she's an astrologer, which she is an astrologer. But she also has a degree in Sabian symbols and travels the world lecturing on all sorts of aspects based on what I would call the sky story or the story of astrology, but translates it into a story. Like imagine gathering around a campfire and having a story or a conversation or hearing, you know, somebody with wisdom speak about something. And that's Caroline Casey, and she's had a radio show on KPFA, which is a show out here on the West Coast, or a station, for almost 20 years. And she was just back from her California tour. She was part of the California tour, speaking in the vernal equinox tour. And then she had also just come back from the San Ignacio Lagoon, which is a renowned whaling location, but not the kind of whaling where you go out to kill them. It's a location where the whales, you go out in small, I think they're called pongos, which is, you know, Spanish probably for like canoe. And the whales come up and literally visit. This is a place where this is the only place on the West Pacific Northwest, because this is where the whales are going up north, where they actually come into this cove and they have established a relationship with the fishermen in this cove. And the whales actually come up to the sides of the boat and, you know, like bob up and down, and the babies come up and visit. I mean, we're not having conversations, but they're not afraid. They're, you know, making people's hearts open and realize, what are we doing killing these amazing beings? So that was Caroline Casey. That was very fun. And then we shifted gears slightly with an hour with Pam Oatley talking about her new book, The Infinite You. And Pam and I went careening off, speaking of energy, into talking about the quantum field and how it's all about energy. So that's a perfect lead-in to, you know, what we're talking about today. And, yeah, it was a very fun show. Chat was active. Speaking of chat, that was another place chat was really active. And those shows are both available at Revolution Radio. I don't have that specific name in front of me right now, unfortunately, on YouTube. You can listen to the audios there. I'll post the link in chat. I'll find it in between. And there's a link where you can go listen to those shows. Pardon?
I'm looking on our site of freedomslips.com.
Okay. Yeah, you'll be able to find the archives there. And also I'll post the link for YouTube, because then you can – it's not really a video, but it's a way that they post the shows so you can hear them online easily. So those were really great shows. And that's and as I say, the Pam Oatley show was the perfect lead-in to talking about energy today.
Well,
it was wonderful.
A little bit of negative energy going on in the universe, and positive, and the people are catching up with us. Did you hear on the news that Christie's been vindicated through some kind of investigation? And that was yesterday or the day before. And we put this up a couple of months ago, that from his vocal print, which is what we do here at the Research Center, he vindicated himself through us looking at his vocal print, which I think is a great and wonderful idea that we can look at this before it ever happens. One of the other things that we're following is this idea that nerves may run on sound, not electricity. Well, electricity can be measured by frequency, and sound can be measured by frequency, and the energy of your body can be measured by frequency. And we do all kinds of projects here because we're trying to find out what is going on in the world that people can't comprehend. We do it all through math, which I'm going to talk about in a minute. And one of the things I want to talk about is Justine Cellier, the little girl from Massachusetts, 16, taken away from her family because of something called mitochondrial dysfunction. And two hospitals are fighting with each other, one in Connecticut and one in Massachusetts, over the diagnosis and treatment of this little girl. So what happened is Massachusetts just took over. But I think everything happens for a reason in the universe. I don't understand the dynamics of this family, but it certainly pushed me to go look at mitochondrial dysfunction. So we're going to create a computer program for that because they're saying that it could come from vaccination, could come from GMO food. Really, it's a distortion in the genetic principles of the body. So that's going to be our next big research project. And if anybody knows how to get in touch with this family, please let me know, and we'll start working on them at this point. So a lot of ideas. Another one, looking at math. And I just want to start with frequency. One of the things that we do here at the center is look at the frequencies of the body. Look at your brain as a central processing unit. And it's connected to all this neural network, thousands of miles, thousands, really, miles of nerve network. And on those networks runs a frequency, whether they want to call it sound or electricity or whatever. Because the frequency of sound is 14 cycles to 20,000 cycles per second. And the brain perceives that as auditory input, whether it's from the skin that has nerve receptors in it or through your ears. And if the body perceives something in the trillions of cycles per second, I think it's 350 trillion to 780 trillion cycles per second, that's light input, and that comes through your eyes, changed to electrical chemical energy, into the brain, and the brain interprets that as this energy came in, oh, and there's a bear, I need to move out of here. So whatever is going on, it's all interpreted through this idea of math. So as the brain changes everything into frequency, we then can interpret it through the sounds of your voice. And I'm going to make a statement here that people may argue with me about. Well, two things. One, frequency is, and you can just go dot, dot, dot. Frequency is everything. And for those of you watching this on WebEx, I'm going to put up a site here, that water, the frequency of water minus the frequency of hydrogen equals estrogen. And the frequency of oxygen, oxygen plus water equals a potassium cell salt. And nitrogen minus hydrogen equals chromium. And I'm saying plus and minus here. What happens when your ears hear something, and your ears are 4 or 5 inches apart, depending on how big your head is, and it's like binaural vision, there's biauditory, or however you want to say that word, and I can't remember what it is. But the first thing your brain does is subtract the two sounds that your ear is hearing and give you a third sound. And the next thing it does is average those two sounds and give you that. Think about in the beginning when all we had here was sulfur and hydrogen and nitrogen, and they begin to compound and bang into each other, and they begin to create other elements. And this is like Susan Alexander's music that is DNA, and it starts with four notes, A, B, C, D, and it begins to combine and recombine until she's created all of the notes that we know in our scale, at least in this country, and then it creates music, but it's very, very haunting. And I think this is how we were made. The universe was made, our earth was made, the elements that combine to make who we are. So from this very large perspective of the universe, and if you really look at it, our cells emulate what happens here. Our cells do the same kind of thing, take frequencies as sound or frequency or whatever you want to call it, and create energy. Nobody really knows where the body energy comes from. They've got an explanation, but they can't create it. Well, I guess they could through electrical energy. But often when I'm talking to a group of scientists, I will say, well, everyone who does not have an energy body, please leave the room. And that that just flabbergasts them, because they have now had to acknowledge that they have an energy body. And when we start with that premise that we have an energy body, and the energy body can be seen as frequency, can be seen as sound as frequency, and color as frequency, and emotions as frequency, and touch as frequency. And I'd like to take it a step further and say that math is frequency. We use math to interpret frequency, but think about this. Nobody's brought this concept up yet, that if there is a 20 cycle per second frequency running around your body, that's the note of E. And then 40, double that, is the note of E in a different octave. And 40 above that is another octave. And our body runs on these octaves. We don't know where it's created, the energy, in the mitochondrial of the cell. And I think if we do this project about mitochondrial dysfunction, we may find it and stumble on it, because we're always 20, 30 years ahead of conventional medicine. But think about that. The note of E is the color yellow. We are an energy matrix, and we can understand that through math, and we understand it through measuring this otoacoustic emission that comes out of your ear, by x-rays, by imaging, what do you call those big tubes that you get in, MRIs. We look at all of this in terms of energy in the body. And what we've done at our center, that we said we're sponsored by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology, is take your voice and look at it as a representation of the math matrix in your body. Your cells communicate by frequency. And we've said this for years, and nobody would believe us until John Hopkins University came along and said, yeah, there really is a sound coming out of your ear. There's sounds coming off of your body that are measurable. Your nerves make sound. That's some of James Jimjewski's work. But here we are, and we've said it 20 years ago, and people just kind of take this stuff as their own, and we're sitting here. We looked at it from a very esoteric perspective in two ways. One, I hear these sounds from people. And when I do people's sounds, it's haunting to them. It gives them little tingles. They recognize it. And I'm just hearing that otoacoustic emission that they didn't know existed until I insisted. And so they put a wire in someone's ear and they listen. But if you really listen, you can hear your own sound. Many of you can hear other people's sounds. And I think that was a way that we used to communicate. Privacy was an absolute illusion And then we got all this greed and power stuff got in the way so that we begin to hide from each other. And I think we lost that ability to hear the energy principles of what's going on in the body. And this energy principle or sound said, oh, that's a greedy person, stay away from them. And this is somebody I really like, and I like this energy. But it moves us on to this idea of electromagnetic genetics. And I've written about this for 20 years. It's in my book, Making of a Soul. Think about not genetics by physical properties of the egg and the sperm coming together and creating the adenosine triphosphate, the first chemical of conception. And then that begins to divide and keep you safe from cell division that isn't good. You know, if you really looked at this, the thought comes to me, if we give all of us ATP, adenosine triphosphate, that we could translate into sound and music and light and color and touch and whatever, and emotion and electricity, that might be the perfect thing for us to keep our cell division going and going and going, and maybe we wouldn't die, but that creates all kinds of other problems. So let's think about electromagnetic genetics just for a moment. That if each of us not only had a set of physical parents, but we had a set of electromagnetic genetic parents and siblings, and we begin to recognize each other. You meet somebody and you just know you've known them for a zillion years. Or they feel like your sister. I just met somebody recently that she feels more like my sister than my biological sister feels. So we are always looking to balance this math and this positive and negative potential, because one of those octaves of frequency and electricity in our body runs on positive and negative potential. You have a cell, and on the outside of the cell is all of these minerals, and they're positively and negatively charged. Not good and bad, just charged. So along comes a thought, and we don't exactly know how that functions either, and that thought was carried by a positive potassium, little mineral, and that hits a cell, and it knocks off a negative chlorine. So there's positive and negative, and this instant thing like electricity moving from one spot to the other, that's the way the cells communicate, through this positive and negative potential. Not good or bad, just electrical potential. Every nerve in your body not only has a frequency that they interpret as electricity or sound or whatever, but it has a positive or negative electrical potential that keeps everything moving. That's the magnetic potential of the body. The magnetics run on this positive and negative polarity, just like the polarity of the earth. So put all of those principles together, and let's say zero is perfection. And we want to think about riding a horse. And that might be a plus five. And then watching a movie might be a plus seven or a minus seven. So every thought that you have, every emotion has this electrical potential to it. And we're all moving toward zero, where if you look at the principle of electricity, we would spontaneously combust. Is that perfection? That's what happens with your cells. When you die, they begin to implode. Most of the cells in your body that implode first is the ATP. It was the first chemical of conception. And it's in mostly stored in your eyeballs. That's why people see this brilliant, bright, white light, because the frequency of this ATP, the first chemical of conception, is also the frequency of white light. And it implodes in on itself, like the stars and the black holes, when you die. The concept of all of this esoteric information coming in all the micro and macrocosm. Now, the esoteric perspective of this is in Jill Madsen's book, Secret Sounds. Jill Madsen, M-A-T-T-S-O-N, Jill's Wings of Light. We've had her on the show. But it's also in a book by Sylvia Franck called The Tree of Life and the Holy Grail. And she's talking in there about the Templars, who were part of the Christian sect that was charged with keeping people safe, whether it was safe from bad health or safe from a pirate on the road or whatever. And people who took that challenge of keeping people healthy, like we do at the center, we teach people how to be healthy through the frequencies of their body and how to reestablish the perfect pattern for them. So in this Tree of Life and Holy Grail is this sect, the Templars, and somehow they instilled in some people's DNA the ability to know, in quotes, to know about frequency and healing and frequency and light and frequency and color and so forth. And people are now coming back together and remembering where that's coming from. In Sylvia Franck's book, she talks about the modern keepers of this information and how it got instilled in them and how they're driven to bring this back to the people. And she writes in that book, Sherry Edwards is a modern keeper of the Holy Grail information. Now, that answers a lot of questions for me, because when I'm insisting that I can hear sounds from people, and people just thought I was schizophrenic or something, because there's no sound coming out of the body, there's no sound coming out of the ear, but I knew better. I heard it. And it was not tinnitus or tetanus, because it was different sounds all the time. And I began to duplicate that sound, and people would be startled, and babies would quit crying, and people's cuts would heal, and their headaches would go away. And I was raised in a corn crib until I was about 5 or 6, so my father built a block basement over in the hill. But when we lived in that corn crib, we had no running water, no bathroom, no electricity. We had a coal and wood stove for heat, and you went to the well for water, and you just didn't do anything after dark unless you're going to do it with a lantern or a candle. So I think I was born into that environment where I didn't have all of this man-made electricity and TV and radio and all that causing interference with my ears. So I learned how to listen to nature, and I learned how to hear kind of differently from other people. And I had a near-death experience of drowning when I was 3 or 4, I can't really remember. So something got activated in my ear that dolphins are activated. It's called a sacculus, but it's dormant in humans. So the fact that I learned to hear differently, and I have this sacculus that dolphins have, and my harmonics in my voice are like dolphins, and I have a few other dolphin kind of attributes that aren't, I'm just not going to talk about here. But we put all of that together, and I begin doing people's sounds from a very esoteric perspective. But I knew that if I died, it's going to die with me, and I knew it was very important to the universe to know about this information. I could see it. I could see how talking to the carrots and them telling us what day would be okay to pick them. And they were very willing to let that happen. And the animals and the chickens and the wild things, deer and raccoons, they all responded to these sounds, to humming the sounds, or just very lowly doing a sound from my gut. And it was sort of an ooh, kind of sound. Ooh. That's a blue, I believe. I don't know for sure, but it felt blue. But, and looking at all of that, I knew I needed an education so that people could listen, could know about this, and we could bring it together back to the universe and help people remember coming back together as a unity of people who remembered and could take it out to others and help them remember. Because in some people it's buried really deep. So I began my journey of going to school. It took me 12 years to finish my undergraduate degree, one course at a time. I had to go get a job at the university, and then I took the courses on my lunch hour for free because my family couldn't afford anything like that. So even though I could do all of this esoteric stuff, I hid it. And it served me in school because if I didn't know the answer to something, I just had to ask the teacher a question about it, and I could just kind of hear what they were thinking. And I graduated summa cum laude. The only course I ever got a bad grade in was phonics, and that's because I couldn't hear like the rest of the people. So that's okay, too. So we have all of this esoteric information, and I'm seeking the scientific information. We're actually a bridge. We've got one foot in esoteric. We've got one foot in scientific. Neither of them claim me. In the esoteric genre, I was invited to a very prestigious conference on music and healing. But then I got uninvited because they said I had no musical talent. You know, I have one of the most unusual musical talents on the planet. And then we look at the conventional side of it and, oh, you didn't go through the FDA. We can't accept you either. So we're like an orphan out here trying to bring two fighting families together, the Hatfields and McCoys, and it's all about the energy body. So we're looking at what we do here from the perspective of something that Buckminster Fuller said. In order to change something, don't struggle to change the existing model. Create a new model and make the old one obsolete. And I think just as we look at electromagnetic genetics, we're going to find that there, yes, there's a physical genetic, but there's also another genetics, and we're running around trying to find our families of how we relate to them from an electromagnetic perspective. And I think that's where healing is going to take place. We look at the electromagnetic first, the non-physical, and that creates the physical, and that's where epigenetics comes in. That's where my concept of God comes in. I think everything that is sentient, that has thoughts and consciousness, if you put it in one pot, that's God to me. And I think rocks are part of God, and turtles are sentient. They're just slower life forms, but they're all there because they have frequency. The only thing I can't feel frequency from is plastic. And I know it originally came from something that was of the earth, you know, coal product. But it's been so processed, it's kind of dead. And maybe I'm just not sensitive enough to pick up these ideas of plastic. But I think we're going to find that everything that happens in our body is to balance that electromagnetic energy of the body. Look at the concept that we've already proven that teenagers will build up an inordinate amount of the frequency of the parents to the point where they can't stand to be around the parents. They can't stand to hear the parents' voice. And that's the biological signal to leave the home or leave the nest. And our stupid ideas of sociology said, you can't leave till you get this old. So the teenagers and the parents have to stay together, even though biology said it's time to go. Why can't we build some kind of school or halfway house or something so that we don't blame the kids for being these recalcitrant, horrible teenagers or the parents for not being understanding enough? If we knew this in biological terms, why people are attracted to each other, there wouldn't be this whole mess about divorce. You'd get together, you'd learn what you need to learn, you'd balance your principles and walk off. This is a happy separation. I got what I needed. And we wouldn't look at things like somebody wants to be a bank robber. I mean, I don't know what that means. Maybe it's a minus 12, but what else is a minus 12? Could we regulate everything or look at everything and see what else might be a minus 12, because robbing banks isn't accepted in our society? So balancing this body energy is underneath everything that we teach in this two-day course that's going to be fibromyalgia, because the symptoms of an unbalanced body is pain, death, sickness, deterioration. And we have found a way not only to look at your energy body, but look at your DNA, which is the principle of how your body is constructed and the pattern. But what we're looking at is RNA, what keeps the pattern. The people who spout this new string theory were made of these infinitesimal little strings, but they don't know what made those strings work. We do. We've been able to help people reattach a retina, regrow an eyeball, regrow a muscle, regrow nerves. We've got the information. Not all of it, or we'd be a total science. But when you experience it, you hear about it, and you don't believe it. And until you experience it, it's not part of your reality. Until you're able to do it. And a lot of people don't have faith that they can do it. So we come up with our little artificial tone box that emulates your brainwaves, and we can help you take away pain or see something from a different perspective. Because I think we've been poisoned. We've been poisoned with man-made electricity, bad water, bad food, bad thoughts, wars, lies. We don't know really who to believe. And so we try to help you learn to believe yourself, to take your own word for it, which is right out of one of my books called Making of a Soul. That's my rose-colored wish for the world. That's my rose-colored wish and why I teach these classes. Yes, they're about energy. Yes, they're about computer programs. But the real thing is to teach you to believe in who you are from a core level and how you fit in the universe. Richard, you've taken our classes. Do you have a thought here?
I have a thought and a question, and then I know we want to bring in our guests because they will be talking about their experience of this. My first question is, I know a number of people who are very left-brain dominant, programming, computer guys, and women, and, you know, that sort of very linear thinking. And yet, a number of them have Schumann resonance boxes that they put into their office space because they don't know exactly, but they're trying to do something to get away from the effects, or, you know, just a prophylactic almost, of balancing out all this Wi-Fi energy. Because a strong thing that I got as you were telling your story is really that part, yes, you were, you know, raised in a corn crib, but part of the gift to you for that was that you did, as you said, you didn't have the pollution of all the stuff going on, so you didn't have to put shields up. You didn't have all that EM, you know, just everything electronic and all the noise going on. And I'm wondering, it would be interesting to see how to measure that. You know, I mean, I've asked all of them, and they've all said they can't tell exactly, but they think they feel better when they at least have that going. Now, I'm certain there's something else that would help counterbalance that even better. But the Schumann resonance is the Earth resonance, for people that don't know what that name means. I'm not sure who Schumann was, but that's the resonance. And it's a thing that's around, and I see it used. And I think that's just exactly one thing that you're talking about, where on some level people hear it or feel it and notice something, but it's very subtle. So it's hard to say, do this and you'll feel that. But, you know, I've seen in Sherry's work, even when I was, I'll talk about the radiation program, because early on when Fukushima happened, I live in the Pacific Northwest, about a half an hour from the coast in California, Northern California. And when that happened, Sherry had produced some software quickly and asked me to beta test it. And I write it every day and measured my vocal, took my vocal print, and then at that time I didn't have a tone box yet. So I used a wonderful chart that Sherry had produced showing substances, supplements that you could take that would help. So when I would see something appear in my voice, in my vocal print, some sort of radioisotope in my vocal print, then I would go to the chart and I would take that supplement, like vitamin D. I forget the names of the particular toxins. And I then would, maybe a couple hours later, re-measure my voice and it would be better or it would be reduced, and then I'd keep doing it until it was gone and I'd measure again the same day. And it's hugely empowering. I mean, it made a difference, I feel, and that's, you know, based on the thought idea, that's really important, that I felt that it was doing something for me, and it did do something for me, and measuring my voice, it did something for me. It was hugely empowering. That's one of the things about your work that I find very powerful, is it's very, and I hate to keep, I need another word, empowering to be able to take the software, run it, see something, read a report, even if you only work on one thing in that report. It's very powerful to be able to do it, not to have to depend upon somebody in a white coat with a stethoscope to tell you, do this thing. I'm not saying that you shouldn't consult your doctors. That's just my opinion.
You have dominion over what's going on with you. I love this idea of shields. I'm wondering if somehow people put up shields all their life to screen out this other stuff. That's a whole nother show.
That's a whole different show.
Putting people back in tune.
Yeah.
I want to bring on Rich, who was with us in class, and he can tell you his last name if he'd like to. He spent a week with us online and then decided to come on site to class. So I would like for him to come on and tell you about his experience with what happened to him in class that just, it seemed to me that it opened his eyes to a lot of possibilities. So while you're bringing him on, there is something in chat from Peter. And he says, nylon is a type of plastic, and I cannot bear to wear nylon clothing. Me neither. It just shocks me like a cattle prod. So I think the more in tune people are, the more they can't stand plastic and nylon and those kinds of things in their life. Are we ready
and,
to bring
and Rich is with us. Are you there, Rich?
Yes, I am.
Excellent.
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we
yes,
hear you.
Yes, you're good. Thank you.
Would you tell us about your experience in class? We're going to give you about 10 minutes or so or more if you need it.
Sure.
Just tell us
what
to you.
Thursday I had drove in from Western Pennsylvania, and that's about a 5-hour drive. And I was in class all day. And at the end of the day, I had observed that they do have the dedicated tone boxes, the back box, and I asked if I could use one just to try it out, because until that time, it was just a hypothetical thing. I understood how it could work, but I never experienced it. So at approximately 7 o'clock at night, I put on the box and let it run for approximately a half an hour to an hour, I'm not sure. But I realized that a chronic back issue that I had had for over 20 years just disappeared. And because I was out of town and it was so late at night, I couldn't go to sleep all that night because I was so used to having this chronic issue with me. Once it left, it was as though I was missing that bad frequency, if that would make any sense. And it's still, my back is still fine as of today. And it's just, it's paradigm shifting, and it has changed everything.
What has it changed in you, Rich?
Okay. Sherry, it had shifted everything. I came from a background from knowing Dr. Jerry Kennett's acupuncture meridian system that he uses, and that uses a pulse magnetic field on the meridian system. But what you have accomplished and did totally even changes all of that with the frequencies and the research that you have done. And I am so blessed to have taken the risk and have gone to the class and learned everything. I can't even describe it. I mean, it has changed everything. It really has.
Were you surprised? Is this what you expected in this class?
Yes. Yes, I was. I have no music background whatsoever. And I had never even thought about sound frequency, as crazy as that concept is, but I never correlated it to healing, the changing the frequency of the body. I never associated that.
Were there things in class that were new to you, or was it all old, just old stuff, or?
I mean, not from my background. As I stated, I was used to the frequencies and a different concept that worked on the acupuncture meridian system. But coming into the sound frequency, where sound itself changed the way the body relates to itself, that was the paradigm shift. And after experiencing it with that black box or whatever, tone box or whatever it was, that was the paradigm shift in my life. And it's mind-blowing.
Was the shift about sound really can cause healing, or that
Yes.
you found something that worked with you?
No. The change in frequency, like you were saying earlier about the holographic representation of the body through the frequency research that you've done and the autoacoustic emissions, all of that makes total sense. And I haven't even come to a concept in my mind yet as to what I experienced. I really haven't. You know, this is all so new to me. And it's a big risk, you know. I had heard you years before on Coast to Coast AM. You were on my radar. It fell off. I've heard you on other radio shows. But it was just this past month or so that I felt something in my soul that said, I'm going to have to risk it and, you know, go out here and get into this.
Yeah.
I'm so happy I listened to that.
Would you describe, because we used you as a guinea pig in class, would you describe, after you used the back box and the pain went away, what we did to your vocal print and how we tested you? Just, would you go through the mechanics of that?
Yes. I did a voice print in the class, and then we went through and correlated which muscles went with a general area on my back that was hurting, and in this case it was, I think, T5 or T3 that we correlated with on a spine chart. And I had inquired from you as to whether that might have something to do with the kidney area. So after we ran it through the algorithms that you've developed, sure enough, it showed that particular area on my back as being a nuisance for me. And then we did the tone trials with the subwoofer. And then I have my own tone box now, and then we put that into the tone box. and my back, I feel as though my back is that of a teenager again. And I've had a chronic back issue for over 20 years because of my employment. I drive maybe 200-300 miles a day. And it was such a radical shift. Like I said, Thursday night when I first used the box for just a half an hour or an hour, I'm not even sure if it took that long. It's all just a big blur to me. But I couldn't go to sleep that night. I mean, it was like that much of a change in my life. Just from, I don't know, getting those frequencies in the muscles, and they kind of shifted everything else to heal whatever the correlative of those muscle systems were. I'm not sure. But everything just really changed.
So what are you going to do now?
Well, I didn't have the course materials because of a printing issue, and I haven't really dug into the book, but I am going to saturate myself with everything that I can get my hands on. And I am going to master this, because my mother just was essentially murdered through medical standard of care about 2 months ago. And I don't want to see that happen to anybody else, especially when there's no need for it. And the answers that I think I found here with the bioacoustics, it's going to change everything. It really is.
Well, there was somebody with you in class that watched your change. So we're going to ask you, do you mind if she talks about how she saw you move through this?
No, I don't. I don't.
Kathy, are you with us?
Can you hear me? I'm here.
Yes, we can hear you. What did you watch Rich go through?
When I first saw Rich and he sat for the first day, at the end of the day it was like I saw deer in the headlights. And then he took the box home and he came back the next morning. He was just elated, glowing, whatever you want to call it, because he just couldn't believe that he had to live with all this pain for all those years. And with a simple, you know, some frequencies in a box, going to sleep, listening to him through the night, he was pain-free. So I was like, you know, it reconfirmed, I guess, why I was there. You know, he was the example that I needed to see. Because I'm a left-brain person myself, very science, math-oriented, you know, have an accounting degree. And so when I approach the universe, it's like, okay, show me. And I went there. I had no expectations. You know, I wasn't in pain. Sitting for all the days, I did get some pain in my back, so I did use the back box, and it does work. But then I asked the tough questions to Sherry. I said, yeah, but everybody, you know, everybody has their own frequency. How do you, you know, and the earth has its own frequency. And she says, aha, but if you go on my website and you look here, it's adjusted. So you can take this course and personalize it for yourself. You take your voice print. You can see on that particular day, you know, you might need to take certain minerals or vitamins or salts. She's got all different kinds of programs. I'm excited to work with them. And, you know, when I came back, I was, you know, excited to tell people that I knew and that this is the wave of the future. And I believe, you know, I consider myself a seeker, and I've gone back into the Egyptian studies, and it's about remembering how we were put together, and, you know, how was Jesus able to do the miraculous curing? He held a certain frequency. How did these people throughout history, they maintain a frequency so that as they walk, they change people around them? So I believe this can help. You know, you work on yourself, and then if you have other people that are in whatever, you can help them. with what Sherry has to offer. So,
could you talk about the bringing together of the old and the new that you saw in class?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it makes it, just by sitting there, you know, I haven't read through the books for the exact way to do it, but I, because I'm a math person, you can grasp it. You can, even just starting simple with a nutritional program that you carry for somebody who's not math science, but to be able to use frequency for healing, you know, if you look at the sci-fi movies, that you know they're going into this chamber and they're being zapped and then they're coming out and whatever they have, well, that's Sherry's already got it, I believe. You know, it's just putting it together. And one of the reasons she said, you know, with getting things approved is you need the blind study or whatever it was, but you can't have a study where there's no frequency. If somebody's sitting there with no sound, they're going to be there's no sound. You know, you have to have somebody who's, you know, has the box and somebody who doesn't have the box. So it's hard to, it's almost like the paradigm that we live in here in our existence. But it's to see it for your own eyes will change your perspective on your reality moving forward, for sure. And
from what you've studied, all the old stuff in this class, how did this class blend that for you, or did it?
Oh, yes, because, you know, being there in person with you, I was able to ask those questions, because there are great people that have, you know, that have been working just like yourself diligently for 30, 40 years, and they've worked with sound, and some of them have used the digital, some of them have used the, you know, the different types of recording. And I think it was one of your assistants, Ken, explained it, that the sound and the discs that you hear from a whole array of people, they will work to an extent, because it's like shooting a shotgun at what you need. But if you at the time have an injury to your kidney or you have something specific, your frequency through your tones in your mouth, being able to isolate what needs to be done in the particular frequency, can be done through Sherry's method. You know, I've studied like the Riffy machines, or the Riffy, whatever you want to call it, or you know, and the light frequencies, they all work. But Sherry had the, you know, that back in the day he was able to cure cancer because it's a certain frequency and it's a different, it looks different. It looks like a step up instead of a smooth line. And to kill pathogens, you need a certain, you know, agitation going to it or the way they do it. So it's understanding and being able to say, oh, now I get it. You know, why do these other motifs work to a certain degree, but not as a broad scale spectrum to be able to get different types? And I kind of knew that about the Riffy machines, is that when you go online, people were saying what you need, the exact frequency and blah, 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 and they use a digital way to present it to your body, to your ears, and so it's going to affect your body differently than the way sound health approaches it. So, and that, you know, my scientific mind, it's all saying this makes sense.
Were there surprises in the course for you?
Excuse me?
Were there surprises in the...
Oh, absolutely. Every day. You know, I would just kind of, I would sit and listen, and then if I had these scientific questions, you'd have the answers. You know, you didn't waver or try to, like, you know, put it aside or say, well, you know, everything's different. I think even, you know, there's a different way to approach things, but I like your direct method of teaching, and knowing that you could come back and take the course if you need to take it again, because some people, you may have the deer in the headlights in the first shot, but, you know, there's people on your staff, there's people who've been doing this for 15 years, and they're willing to help to spread the word about what you do and You know, I believe, you know, that Sherry has held this remembrance for many of us that are listening to this channel right now. So that's my two cents.
How do you think we could get this to the people?
I think what you're doing now over the radio, and also people just, you, when you have a passion for something, like I do, it just comes out. And it's not about taking a particular course. It's about the evolution of your soul. And it's the rising, you know, or the whatever you want to call it, it's coming from the inside out of you. It's that lotus flower emerging in the highest light. And it's possibly it's taking that subconscious, because you already know how to do all this stuff, but it's bringing it into the conscious light.
Well, you said you didn't know why you were there. You just needed to be there, and you knew that from your soul.
Yes.
And often, when people become light or enlightened, they are drawn to things that they can't explain. It just kind of happens. I think this has been a wonderful show. Thank you, Richard and Rich and Kathy, for your input. For those of you who want to send this on to your friends as a new explanation of how the universe works, and that math is really the core of it, and we are math, you can go to our site, soundhealthoptions.com. It's on the front page, lower left. It'll be there within a half hour or so, won't it, Richard?
Usually about a half hour. It's also available for those that are inclined. It's also available in the iTunes store. If you search for Sherry Edwards, you'll see all the shows there. And you can also get it on cross-platform, meaning either on your computer or on your Android phone or your iPhone. You can get the application, the free app Stitcher, just like it sounds, Stitcher. And if you search for Sherry Edwards, the shows are there as well.
Well, we're here to help you learn about your body energy and what happens with it. And if you're so inclined, how you can use the techniques and protocols that we have created to create a bioacoustic center in your own community and teach and help people with their energy. And also, we forgot to read the keynote today, Richard, but we're out of time. So that is about universal energy coming to the planet. And there is a streptococcus that's around that salt water will help. And wheat allergies, barley, oats, rye, all of that is coming up. So you can read about that on our site, soundhealthoptions.com, and go to keynote. You can read all about those. Energy's down in the next few days or so, and it's epinephrine. So I don't really know where people can buy epinephrine. Maybe somebody could find it and tell us. Could you send the chat text for the somebody's sending me a... I can't find it, Steve. If you can give me a date, it's got... filed by date, and I can't find it. So I've looked for it on home and the office computer. So if you can give me a date, I will certainly try to find it. Okay. Any other questions in chat that we didn't? Grounding spike, yeah, or just go walk in the dirt. That's why I think I love the earth and the trees and the farm that we live on. I'm seeing myself walking barefooted, but it's snowing out, so I want to go do that. I don't know if I can. I can't. I'm going to go do it, snow or not. All right. I need to be grounded.
Hug a tree. I'm a big fan of hugging trees. So, yes.
They are so wise. This has been a great show. Please pass it on to other people. I'm going to write a paper about what we discussed today, because I think there's some new concepts in there that'll help break this open and make it acceptable, make it cool. to other people. So thank you for being here. And we'll talk to you later.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Rich. Thanks, Kathy. Those were great stories.
Oh, thank you.
Everybody have a great... Yeah, thank you. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Bye now.